You get out of here. You get your stuff and you get out of here. Because remember what 1 John 4:4 said, ye of God, little children, have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I never seen the lesser overcome the greater. Oh, greater is he that's in you. And so you need to know that. Now watch this. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made. See, when he became sin, he took what we had. Now listen to this. He took what we had so that we could become who he is. He became who we were, and he took our sins, identified with us. He became a sinner. But when he paid the price, he was justified, raised again, so I could, so you could, we could become who he is. And that's what he's saying. And that's what he's saying. I, you, we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, or in him. We are the righteousness of God right now. You do not have to do anything. You were made that way. You were made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And so you want to, that's why we're in the scripture. And that's why we find out what the word, what the doctrine of Christ is and his teaching, that I've been made the righteousness of God. I don't have to do anything to try to be righteous. I'm already righteous. So I learn how to live like I am. I learn how to take the advantage, how to walk in the light of and to be doers of what he says I am, and not let the enemy deceive me, have me doing silly things against the word of God because I'm unlearned, ignorant, and don't know. I train, educate myself, fill my heart with the word of God so I know who I am. So when anything shows up, I resist it, I rebuke it, and I tell it to get out of my life. Poverty, sin, sickness, disease, it doesn't matter what it is. When Satan comes trying to rule you, fear, confusion, trouble, sorrow, whatever it is. No. I've been made the righteousness of God, and I have a right to live right. I have a right to live free. I have a right to be full of joy. I have a right because I've been made the righteousness of God. I have a right to come in the throne room of God. I have a right to claim the promises of God. I have a right to go into the presence of God. I have a right to ask him for the desires of my heart. I have a right to ask him. I have a right to believe him, to trust him, because I've been made right with God. I've been put in right standing with my Father God. So he says, for we have been made the righteousness of God in him. Listen to this. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. Oh, look at this. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. See, you have no business doing evil works. A born again, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, tongue talking believer. That's all your rights and privileges to do that, you know. You have no business letting Satan hoodwink you into doing evil, crooked, ungodly, wicked, evil thing. No. We are his workmanship. God did this in Christ. Satan has no right to tell me what to do. He lost me. I'm totally free from him. And he has no claim. And that's why he always sneaking up trying to deceive. Because he know he doesn't have a right to you. He lost. Jesus took from him the key. Delivered you, delivered me, and he took the key of death and hell and death. He doesn't have the key, Jesus got him. Because he said in Revelation, I have the keys of hell and death. Satan don't have them anymore. Jesus has. And he's the one, Father God, Lord Jesus Christ is the one that makes sure people choose hell, they get their right to go to hell. Hallelujah. And we have a right on this earth because he told Peter, told us, and that I give you the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you know what key does? It unlocks things. It locks up stuff. If you want something unlocked, you take the key and unlock it. If you want something locked, you take the key and lock it up. Hallelujah. So we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. What you walk in, peace, love, joy, grace, mercy, healing, miracles, preaching the gospel, telling the good news, good works, telling people of the love of God, how he loves you, what he done for the world. You know what God did? He really had canceled out the sin debt. It's been paid in full. And that's what's going to be so terrible for the sinner, the person that goes to hell. He'll get there and he'll find out, say, my goodness, I'm in hell and I don't even supposed to be here. And this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing what we're doing, to get this gospel to every person we can, to let them know your sin's been remitted. You've been reconciled to God. What you mean? Your sin debt been canceled out and paid in full, and God has nothing on his record against you. Now you need to come and receive eternal life. That's what's going to be terrible for somebody to hear this and turn it down. We're doing everything we can and we know to do, and going to turn it up some more to get this good news to people on planet Earth that God loves you and he want every man to come into the kingdom of God. He want every man to be born again. When I say man, I'm talking about mankind. So we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now listen to what Ephesians 1:22-23 says, and has put all things under his feet. How many things? Everything. That means the devil and all of his works. That is, been put under his feet and gave him to be head, talking about Jesus, over all things to the church. Who's the church? We are. Because it said, which is his body? Say, we are his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all.